Hi, we're going to do a podcast today. We're doing it on the app. It's called ABB Text Grabber. It's using the ABB Fine Reader OCR engine. It is an offline. I did a podcast earlier, but apparently it didn't record. So I do apologize. This time I have the light on. I'm going to go ahead and turn my device up, which is a Samsung Galaxy S3. Please hear it. If you hear some movement, I'm sorry, you're sitting on a bed. Because I need my table to do this. I figure I'd do the ideal condition. So let's go find it. There's ABB Text Grabber. There's my phone. Okay, on the screen you have two buttons. The top button is the button you want to tap because it's your camera button. You see landscape, camera. So now what we're gonna do is find shutter. I took a picture. We're in portrait mode now. Now it's asking me to save it. So I'm saving. Now we pass it back to the app. Navigate up. Crop. You're gonna go read. Okay, we're OCRing as we speak. And guess what? It did it, y'all. Listen.
Navigate up. Recognition result. Edit box. February 24th, 2013.
Okay.
Edit box. 2. Translation.
Translation?
Edit box. 2.
It says 2.
Edit box. Edit box 2. Recognition result. Edit box 2.
You just said 2, so I mean.
Share. Edit box 2.
Let's do that.
Read by paragraph.
Let's read by paragraph.
2.
So you can tell sometimes it's not always two. Accurate, but sometimes.
Translation.
Translation.
Edit box 2.
2. Let me click on that. We go back to default
read
reading.
By word. Read by character. Default reading level.
Okay.
Translation. Edit box 2.
And this is 2.
Edit box 2.
So we're gonna try this one more time.
Delete.
And we can do the delete if we wanted to.
ABB Text Grabber. Button.
Always go to top button.
Landscape. Camera.
I'm now in my camera. It says 2. So I'm gonna reverse the camera going, the lens is on my right, the piece of paper is on my table. Early I tried this, when I did the podcast, I thought I did.
Shutter.
It didn't record. But it's alright, I'm on the Mac side and I don't use Audacity very much. And that's what I'm using for this.
Portrait.
Okay, it says portrait, you'll hear that.
Save button.
Save button, you wanna find the bottom to the right.
Text grabber.
Maybe a text grabber. Grabber now. I do a lot of exploring. I don't use swiping much.
Navigate up.
But this is where swiping helps.
Read.
You hear read?
ABB Text Grabber.
Let's see what it does. If it doesn't, I'll say.
Alert error.
Is
text
you hear?
Not found. Okay.
Alert text error. Not text not found.
Error. Text
I mean,
not
nothing
found.
Was found.
Okay, button.
There was no text that was found.
ABB Text
Grabber.
See
the back.
Button.
Landscape.
Camera.
This is landscape. Let's try the way I did it earlier. Although, let's push some stuff here. Go. It's like a booklet or something. We'll sit in the way here. Let's go.
Shutter.
High up. Okay.
Portrait.
There you go. And also, I have a lamp on, so you want the
cancel.
You want light. You really do.
Landscape. Portrait. Navigate up. Crop. Read. ABB Text Grabber.
Here goes.
Alert error. Unable to recognize the image. Make sure the correct recognition settings are selected. Okay.
Okay. And
error.
I.
Unable to rec.
And we'll
okay.
see if there's new settings.
ABB Text Grabber.
I'm glad it said that. So let's tap menu.
Showing two items. Settings.
Settings.
ABB Text Grabber.
We'll do that
ABB
right
text
now.
Grabber. Enable crop. Checkbox. Checked.
There's your settings. Enable crop. It does it for you.
Save history. Turn off if you don't want to save history. Checkbox. Checked. checked.
I don't have. I had a
target language.
That allows English. You to go back and see what you've scanned.
Recognition languages. For best text recognition, only 3 languages or fewer should be enabled at the same time.
You can do different languages
here. Recognition settings. About.
About. We'll go back there. Go to the menu.
Have I text grabber?
Remember, I have an S3, so I do have a menu button.
Button.
I know stock Android devices do. They have a menu button, but it's not always present, and sometimes it isn't. But I happen to have one.
Shutter.
And those that have S3 devices will have it as well. I believe S2, I'm not really sure on that one.
Portrait.
Okay, so I took a picture.
Save button.
One more time.
Lansky.
And I showed you it did do some OCR, but
crop.
It's not always perfect now.
Not found.
See? Alert.
Okay button. Have I
it could
grabber?
Be me as a user here.
Double
tap. Go to the top again.
Shutter.
Let's raise up.
Shutter.
I want to know what it's pointing at anyways, because if it's pointing at my table, I know there isn't going to be any text.
Portrait.
Okay. So it's not now.
Save button.
The camera lens is actually pointing at
portrait.
Stuff.
And
we'll do a comparison of this and scan thing.
Have I text grabber?
Now, he says ABB text grabber. When you don't get an alert and you don't get a text, you actually get an OCR result.
Navigate up.
Listen.
Recognition result.
Recognition result.
Edit box. February 24th, 2013.
I'll show you what you can.
Share. Edit box. Point 1 Street, Lib H. F. Carrot. Translation.
It's not perfect.
Edit box. Point 1 Street, Lib H. Chef Carrot. Recognition result. Edit box. Point 1 Street, Lib H. Chef Carrot.
And if it would do it perfect, you could
share.
Go to there. Share.
Alert share. Share. Bluetooth. Box.
See?
Chat on. Copy to drive. Copy to clipboard.
You can copy this. Go to Google
Dropbox.
Drive. Dropbox.
Email.
Email it.
Facebook.
Send it to Facebook.
Firefox Beta.
Firefox Beta. And see Gmail. So you could send it through your Gmail account. So we're going to try to one better results than that. Those are crappy results. I've seen better, actually. I've seen this thing glossy stuff. I don't have any of that here. I was using it at work when I helped a guy out. He's my supervisor. Alright, one more time.
Cancel button. Save button.
I was asked to do this earlier.
Crop. Read. Have I a text grabber? Error. Text not found.
Nope, text not found, which
error.
Means
text. Okay,
the cord is sticking out right now. It was, must have been taking a picture, or I took the picture of my table. Let's see this one more time.
Disabled.
Again.
Camera.
Okay, this will be it here. And if y'all want a comparison, let's do the other app, the scanning, and then see the difference. One is online and one's offline.
Shutter.
That is mainly the difference there.
Portrait.
Okay, so portrait.
Cancel. Save button.
Save.
Landscape. Navigate up. Crop. Read. Have I text
grabber? Let's do it here.
Alert error. Unable to recognize the image.
And you get more of that, you get results. So, I mean.
Okay, but.
It could just be the user pointing it at who knows what. Let's see. Go back. Okay, let me go back in the app.
I set the
phone down and it on top of here because I'm trying to make sure it's lining up here. It's not like taking a picture of my table.
Shutter.
Because that would stink.
Can't save.
Reading.
Lansky. Navigate. Crop. Read. Have Text grabber. Alert error. Unable to recognize.
I didn't read it. So this is a hit and miss app. I'm not gonna tell you it's not. And if I were to turn the page around, which I'll do here in a second, let's try that one more time. And we'll do a comparison scan thing. I have it as well.
Save button. Let's see. Have I text grabber?
We're doing A/B text. Let's go. Go to read. It'll crop it for you.
Alert error.
And again, I mean, I only got one result. Let me make sure the paper's in front of me now. Sometimes, being a visually a total blind person, sometimes you think you're pointing it at the camera's pointing at the particular object or page you're trying to, and then you could just take it one slide of the hand, and you could move, and you could take a picture of your table or whatever you're trying to scan it sitting on. And of course, the OCR is not going to read that. There's nothing to read. One more time. Okay, this is it. And we'll do a comparison of scan. And see. So that's A/B text grabber. Let's do a scan thing. We'll do side by side here. Go in there right now. We're doing scanning. So this should do decently. Let's see.
Earlier this month, we scan from camera button. Scanning.
So I have scanning. We're doing a comparison now. I did A/B text grabber. This is called scanning. So again, my camera's pointed.
Double tap the screen or press the cam. Focusing. Scanning. Focusing.
Now it's saving, then I go to the server.
Scanning.
It's scanning it.
Edit the text button. The text extraction is in progress. Please wait.
You see the text is...
The text extraction is in progress. Please wait.
And you're on my wireless, so I have 50 megs down here, and one thing I didn't like about this app is it took so long to do it. And I don't understand why. Oh, Google Goggles does this really fast. So we're still waiting, and I've got this page in front of me. Now, if ABB text grabber was cooperating, I'd have this done by now. But it wasn't. And it's odd because there's certain pieces of paper that it works just fine with. Another, I think it has to do with the text, the print, that it doesn't work so well with. And we're probably going to do the test. I was going to end this podcast. And I apologize it's long, but I just want to show you that this app does work. It's just, it's picky as what it wants to. It will read for you. And I think, it's my tax stuff when I file tax. I don't know how much stuff around here. But at work, I have some things to read. Like, it'll read my pay stubs. I don't have those around here. I'm looking here. Maybe it'll read this thing I have folded up here. Yeah, let's try that. Okay, and scan thing's still working on it. And this is what some people talked about. They didn't like about scanning. It took ridiculously long to scan. And if the scan developers are listening to us, it'd be nice if you'd up your OCR time a little shorter. That would be really grateful. I get you're going to a server, but some of us
edit the text
see it would still
thumbnail of the document image. The text extraction is in progress.
Still
please
in
wait.
Progress. I'm gonna go back to here.
AB
text grabber.
That
will interfere. It'll did it when scan thing is done. Well,
Lansky. Camera.
So I have a piece of paper out again. shutter. I've got my focusing. It is focusing. I had that on. I'm gonna let go. All right. For those who are interested, the Samsung Galaxy S3 and Jelly Bean 4.1.1, the camera options are accessible. They're really interesting. Let's see how this works. It didn't work. And the other, we'll do one more try and then we'll end this podcast. I'm right now waiting on to see if Scanthing read that piece of paper, but apparently.
Shutter.
No.
Scene mode. Shutter. Shutter. Portrait.
Okay.
Cancel. Save button. Landscape. Have I text read? Crop. Read.
We'll just read.
Have I text
Let's all cross our fingers. So be it. And no, it didn't.
Error. Text not found. Okay button. Have I text router?
Let's go home.
Home.
Let's pull the
notifications. Ongoing. Answer call. Note. Text extraction finished successfully. 4:43 p.m.
See it. It's finished successfully. We're gonna open the document.
M. P. V. I. H. Greater than A. 11. V. Dot M 4.
This is Scanthing, by the way. And quite honestly, none of this makes sense to me.
F, M, V, P, W, me, K, dot PFC, C, dot feet, IJ.
So sometimes even Scanthing will do it to where it'll just, it'll scatter the text.
Scanning.
So it's not perfect. And you can tell. Well, we're going to report this because it needs to be.
Send button.
Sending now. Go.
Thanks. Your report is being. Go to the dashboard. Add a new picture to the document with the camera.
We're going to go home now.
Home.
And this ends our podcast.
All right. Screen off. Render 70%. Right.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my podcast here. Apologize for the rustling. I'm bringing my mat near me. There you go. Anyway. As I said, Scanthing works quite well, as you could tell, but it skews letters sometimes, and it skews the text to where it just doesn't make sense. AB Text Grabber works, I would honestly say, 75% of the time, and it's based on the environment and what type of document you're attempting to read. And again, the varied degree of which you can OCR will be correct, will be accurate, will be based off your phone. Some of you have the Samsung Nexus. That, from what I remember, that does not have an 8MP or megapixel camera. However, with that said, it can do some okay scanning results. But the higher the camera, the higher pixel, the higher noise cancellation for the picture, the pixels in the picture, the better results you're going to get with the device. So those like me and others who have an 8 megapixel, like the Nexus 4 has an 8, correct me if I'm wrong, that should have pretty decent results. The S3, the newer devices with 13 megapixels, I don't have one, so I can't tell you what they do. They would probably do very well because of the, again, how powerful the camera is. And the device. So, I mean, they go hand in hand. Alright, well, this does it. Here's my contact information. It's dannny.mathis@gmail.com. Let's see. You can also hit me up on Zello. And that will be STARFLY7. You can find me, and I'll go ahead and put a plug for Kyle's Eyes Free channel. There is one. You can sign up. You can look for Eyes Free and join that Android. There are a few of them that hang out. Sometimes I appear there. Most often not, but I do appear randomly sometimes. What else? So that should do it for all my information that I want to give out for contact. If you want to get my Skype, I would suggest you hit me on those other venues, get to know me, and then we'll go from there. All right. Well, this is awesome. I enjoy doing these podcasts, and don't hesitate to ask for more. We'll go ahead and just upload this to the Blind Geek Zone. Take care, y'all.
Menu bar, Apple, file, edit, view, transport, play, pause, stop.